Start your own radio show now and join our amazing radio family of fun and interesting talent. Be the radio star you've always wanted to be. Visit LATalkRadio.com or email info at LATalkRadio.com now and start your own show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Concierge Coaches Show. This is Cindy DeFerdinand, and Bruce Cameron will be jumping on shortly. And we are very excited today on the show to welcome back Nicole Carslake. Very excited to see what she's up to. And she was on the show recently, and really interesting topic to me, as well as our listeners, in working with millennials, coaching millennials in the workplace and in now your own business. And I picked up, so welcome, Nicole. I'm excited to have you back. Really excited.
Cindy, thank you. I'm excited to be back. Thank you so much.
Listening to it, so. Millennials and how they operate and how they identify with their jobs and how socially evolved they are. Just some of the good stuff that you shared. And I'm really excited to hear about today. What you're going to discuss is your business plan moving forward and how you are going to coach millennials and the way that you're going to do that. So bring us up to date with what's going on.
Oh, goodness. So it has been, it's been eventful. I can't even tell you. My energy is through the roof. Several epiphanies along the way, but now I'm getting into the technical piece. We have the dream and the goal, and now I am in the implementation phase. And I was talking to Bruce the other day.
There's Bruce now. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, I made it. Yay.
Yay. Good job. Yay. Go ahead, Nicole.
Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Isn't that fabulous, huh?
Glad to be here.
We're all glad
What's
to be here.
What's going on? Anyway.
So Nicole is talking about moving from the dream, the business conception, to actually the technical side of implementation.
So be fair, let's go back. Nicole was on our show here about a month ago and talked about her intentions, and right, she was just before she went into the course, and now she's completed the course. Now she holds the CPC credential, and now she's moving forward into present day what we have here. So this is a real good chance for our listener and Nicole and us to kind of do a live theater kind of a process consultation as Nicole starts to build her brand and her practice. So what a great opportunity.
It is. I mean, it's a super opportunity. So I was telling Cindy, the other day you and I had a conversation, and anytime there's dialogue about coaching, this was my business concept. And then we go straight into full bloom. This is my practice. But I will tell you, there are bumps, bruises, and change of direction along the way. And that's what I thought would be helpful. So what are some of the things that we go through in developing the coaching business? What is your business model going to look like? What is your client base going to look like? You know, what are the price offerings, workshops? What are you going to specialize in? So all of these things have to be crafted. And, you know, because we know that this works, I started to write them down and craft my business, so to speak.
Kind of like your business plan, right?
It is. And, you know, I know when I would tell, just say, you know, some of my stores, guys, draft your business plan. It was half done, maybe, or the details were missing. So how can we make sure that our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted with this? But
yeah, that would be a great topic. Great topic for a show is just how to write a business plan, right? Short and sweet and to the point. So tell us about some of your epiphanies as you're getting from the ideation creativity phase into the launch and implementation phase.
Well, here you go. So I will never not be a creative part. And one of the things that was really important to me to have as part of my business plan was to have it be an experience. So, you know that I guess some offices, when you go there, they might be a little bit on the stuffy side, very bland, very cliche, if you will, right? There's a sitting chair, maybe a couch, and the colors are very subdued. But before my clients come and see me, I want them to experience my business virtually before they come meet me. Is this the right venue for them? Can they gain something from what I have to offer? So that's going to include colors. It's going to include a lot of workshops. I'm a big fan of workshops and collaborative work done together. I think that people will generate energy from one another.
Yes, and some people
move
forward
the
much
learning potential.
Quicker. Right. Sometimes people really move quickly when they're in a group.
They do. And so I think, you know, one of the things that I was looking at is, and I sent over some materials to Bruce this morning, but what are those workshops going to look like? What are the topics? You know, how many people per group? So now we get into the details. And I went so far as to already decide what days of the week I wanted these workshops to occur. Can it be modified? Absolutely.
And how often? Exactly. You know what I noticed you said in the beginning is that for sure your business had to be an experience. And I was thinking very millennial of you, right? Right? So we talk so much about millennials and that it's all about the experience. And so right off the bat, as you put your coaching practice together, that's one of the first things you said, that it has to be an experience. When somebody walks in your office, it's got to be experienced from the beginning. I also liked what you said about colors. And, you know, when you talk about colors, we are our brand. We represent what we do and our product and our service. And so I'm a big believer in color and, you know, the office and the business, you know, cards and the marketing materials. I mean, there has to be synergy there, you know, where it all comes together. So tell me what color represents for you. Is it more the experience? Is it the synergy?
The colors evoke emotion. So I want it to be part of the visual experience, part of the every sense that we have, it needs to be affected. So, you know, in my business plan, I'm looking at having four different rooms, for example. You know, one of them in a lighter lavender purple, for example, and that's going to be the purpose and discovery room. So what is that going to focus on? It's going to focus on just exactly that, purpose and self-discovery. You know, your imagination. What are you supposed to be doing? How does your spirituality play in that? It's about identifying the possibilities of what you can do. You know, I have a green room. So again, lighter colors, but green is a color that encourages comfort and relaxation. So in this room, we're going to learn about self-care and self-esteem. And green also symbolizes togetherness. So how do we learn to be comfortable in our own skin, learn to be confident around others, all while learning how to take care of the most important center, which is yourself?
Right.
You know?
I have
orange and I have gray. Those are my last two colors.
How do you screen for who goes into what sequence? Or what?
I won't do the screening initially. The client will tell me what they're there for, you know, what they feel they want to talk about. And then based off of, you know, a client survey, we can determine together where they may be best suited. But this is all about their choice. And with these workshops, they can rotate. You know, it's not a one and you're done. You
right.
can rotate
they can,
through all four workshops.
Depending on what they're working on. Yeah.
Exactly. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Interesting concept, Nicole. Did it just pop? Was this just something that color has always been really important to you and what it meant? I mean, a lot of times people have a background story with why they are doing what they're doing.
And Cindy, I shared with you the business plan through our Skype. There's two pictures that you have access to. I don't know if you can access those on your computer, but I did take pictures of her business plan so you could look at it too.
Oh, fabulous.
If you can get to it. But, okay.
This epiphany happened in the shower. That's where I do my best thinking, apparently. But color's always been very, very important to me. It's what I do for a living. And I think it just represents who you are. It's an emotional tie to something, if you will. And I think colors have they'll influence decisions, buying decisions. They'll influence your mood. Just like music, very similar to music.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely influence your mood, for sure.
Okay. I like the Power Shop Saturday workshops. Tell us about that. Sounds like that's a standalone thing as well, right?
So I do. I want to be able to service clients that in a way that it's going to work for their work-life schedule, right? So Power Shop is what I have named it because I thought that would resonate with people who like to shop. But it's a Saturday workshop.
Convenient for people who work. Yeah, yeah, very convenient.
Yeah, absolutely. So a 10 to 4, roughly, and again, this is all just prelim. But I'm thinking a 10 to 4 workshop, you know, it can be on any one of the four themes from, you know, where I want to coach professionally.
Tell us
and
a little bit about the
include
themes.
Include an outing.
Tell us so a little bit about the themes you're going to coach around.
The one is purpose and self-discovery. So exactly what I've named my workshop is what I want to focus on. So purpose and self-discovery, that's huge. The other one that I'm very passionate about is self-esteem and confidence. And that's just, that's my heart. The third is career and job exploration, and then leadership and goal setting. So those are the four areas that I want to focus on.
Nice. And so you'll do some workshops around those, your Power Shop workshops.
Yes.
When I hear power shop, I think you're going to, it's like, I'm busy. I work all week. Maybe I have a young family. I got to get in and learn this shit quick. Is that, you know, that's what it evokes in me. I like the power shop part of it. In terms of the hours, 10 to 4, I like to dissect stuff. How are you looking at how much time somebody has in terms of getting in and learning one part of it? Or are you going to cover all four parts? So you're going to coach around
theme? Yeah. All four of those sections would be completely overwhelming, and it would be so convoluted that they wouldn't leave with anything tangible or intangible.
Take away stuff.
The learning would be, And so, no, I would take each section and rotate it. You know, and it could be a different workshop every other Saturday, which is how I intend to do it.
Right, right. So they could go through the series, basically.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Terrific.
I sure can.
It's fun to ideate, right? And come up with the concepts. And how are you moving from that into the sort of the making it happen implementation phase?
So now it is securing the office space, which again, I don't want to rush into. And I think that's going to be the piece that, you know, maybe somebody might not consider all of the elements. So what does the outside of the building look like? So when your client drives up, what are they seeing? That's important to me. I want it to be very inviting. What does the access look like? Is it easily accessible? You know, what does the square footage look like? So I want to take my time and find the building or space that's right for all of the things that I want to do. I most certainly don't want to relocate if I don't have to, because I believe in this business, stability is of the essence.
So have you had a chance to go out and scout about looking around a little bit?
That is my Thursday and Friday plan.
Nice. That'll be fun, right?
I'm so excited.
So you said easy access, appealing building, and you also want to have, if you have different rooms, right, you're going to need the space for that, as well as where to hold the workshop, you know?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So
well, good
all
luck
of
with
those
that.
Facets, right? They're so important.
For sure. I mean, so the whole thing, I like that. The whole thing is experiential journey from getting out of the car all the way to going into the office. And I know that one space that you're looking at has a little bit of a waiting room across from the halls and stuff like that that I'm familiar with. And that can be incorporated into the experience as well. You might not have a waiting. I guess you may have a waiting room if you're stacking up individuals, you know.
But waiting rooms are nice. Yeah. I think it's comfortable, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure. Right. They get the opportunity to get settled in and start to, you know, what does the office smell like? What does it look like? What is there music playing? So all of these things that are going to influence how they walk into that room. Are they going to be open and receptive to what's going on? Is it quiet? Is it calm? Is it inviting? All of these different facets. And I think when you're assessing, just like a home, before you purchase a home, those are all of the things that you look at.
You got to feel it. You got to feel it. So you're all about the energetics.
It.
Yeah, yeah. You want somebody to walk in and feel what you're trying to evoke in your space, right? So it is about the experience.
Yeah. And I think the reality of it is, too, and why that piece is so important to me is because I want to be effective in my role. And, you know, we all know there are some personalities that just don't click. And I'm not going to get the best response out of every single client. So let's experience each other and first before we start the work. Because the last thing I want is for a client to leave and say they didn't benefit as much as they thought they would. Now, if we can knock that out, you know, and that's just, that's my business personal philosophy. I want to be the best that I can be for you.
So tell us about, like, who might be that best client. You're going to show up and be the best coach. Who might you want to draw to you if you look at that best ideal client?
So somebody that is open and willing to learn, whether it's through self-discovery. You know, I think that somebody can learn to be honest with themselves through dialogue, through even nonverbal interaction. So being receptive is probably the key factor. And I'm looking at different age groups as well. I really want to work with the 13 to 17 year old age group, because I think if they go through some of these workshops or all of them, how much better are they going to be set up for their adult lives?
Yeah, fabulous.
Right?
Definitely.
You know, even women.
Maybe even a little older, right? A little older even.
Absolutely.
That 18 to 25, you know, such critical years, 23. Yeah, for self-discovery.
That is huge. 18 to 25, at 18, I didn't know who I was. I don't think I learned it even at 25, maybe 40, well, almost 40. But what can we do with that age group? And the women in that age group are, you know, my passion as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're vulnerable to some degree, right? There's different vulnerabilities at that age for women.
Definitely, definitely. So are you going to gear more towards women, do you think, Nicole? Will that be who you draw more of?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
From a personal standpoint, absolutely, yeah.
You know, and you got to be open to all the possibilities. I mean, I'm thinking that too, you know, and particularly how what groups or agencies or possible schools that you approach to do a seminar or do some sort of a talk or do something to get your services known out there. But, you know, you just never know who's going to come. You know, I think that's really interesting to see. You know, water seeks its own level, but you just don't know exactly how that plays out until you've been in business for a while and you see who you're naturally attracting. So it'll be fun to see how that plays out.
Yeah, and I like what you said, Bruce, too. I'm a big proponent, and, you know, when I work with clients is, you know, you have to find ways to get out in front of people, and it has to be ways in which you want to do, you know, you find some joyful, you know, pleasure in, because none of us want to do stuff that we find tedious, or, you know, it's like we're going to end up dropping it off the list, the to-do list, you know, but find ways to get in front of people that you enjoy, you know, and maybe that is speaking to groups and schools or colleges or, you know, community groups that draw, you know, that age group or the parents of that age group, so that they know that you're available to them as a resource to their kids, you know, because that, you know, during those years is when people really do, if the sooner you make good decisions and plot, you know, your life path, you know, what's your plan? Not that the plan can't change. I mean, you know, I change my plan every day if I feel like it, you know, that's the beauty of being in business for yourself, right? But those are really fertile years for young women to really map out their, I don't know, I think your work will be really rewarding for you. You know, I have three daughters in their early 20s, and I love, you know, listening to their plans and, you know, how they're charting their course. And it's a great age. It's a great age. And even younger, those teen years. Tell us a little bit about what you hope to sort of accomplish with that age group, or what you want for that age group, what needs they may be bringing to you.
You know, you touched on two important factors, both of you did. I was just out in Abilene on Monday, and I made a really great connection with NOAA's project out there, and that is a shelter for victims of domestic violence. And to get my name out there, fine. But that is, I offered my services free. You know, there are women in that shelter that need guidance, you know, specific guidance, whether it be with self-sustaining themselves financially or getting into the job market. And then they bring their kids with them to the shelter. So what would it be like for the child to have a summer camp or a coach that's just going to spend the day with them talking about school or their activities, trying to give them some sort of normalcy in that shelter environment?
Yeah, that's fabulous. And make it about them. Meet them where they're at. You know, the circumstances really don't really have anything to, you know what I mean? The circumstances are not because of them. The circumstances are just the circumstances. But I love that, you know, showing up and meeting them where they're at, because they probably have budding dreams and goals and having a voice, you know, being able to share that with somebody that's what it's all about in coaching, is being there for somebody else. So maybe they wouldn't have anybody else to really do that for them, you know, or with them.
And they may not. And that I was talking to the public relations director there, and that was what her thoughts were exactly. And we'd spent a lot of time discussing that. They have aspirations, and they don't have to be locked into the cycle. So how do we identify behaviors and choices that may lead them down this path? And how do we change those behaviors and choices so that they can achieve what they want to achieve? If I have a 13-year-old that says, I want to be a pro basketball player, well, then you know what? We're going to start the goal setting process. What do you got to do to get there? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And build their confidence along the way, because you think they're in a strange environment. There's no real sort of comfort or stability. A very difficult place for a young person to be in. You know, mom's worried about trying to get herself situated, and what's happening to the kid?
Right. So, that would be fabulous, and what a great way to offer your services to the community. You know, that's a huge need, focusing on their dreams, their aspirations, where they want to go. And, you know, maybe nobody's even asking them those questions, because it's all focused on, like you said, the mom finding her way and putting her life back together, right? That's great.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you, Nicole.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And I want to look into getting into the Fort Worth area as well, down here, and seeing what I can do in that realm as well.
Yeah, so you're in the Dallas market. And in what part, what area are you looking to establish your practice? And I always think it's really interesting, you know, like with coaching, a lot of it's done by Skype and by phone. I do a lot of phone coaching, you know, because clients are across the country. The community that you are going to probably focus on, can you tell us a little bit about what the area where you'll hope to open an office?
There's been some discussion between Bruce and I, and I'm a firm believer in grassroots. I want to have conversations face to face. And I understand that sometimes the phone calls need to happen, and it may be more conducive in some situations. But again, I want to bring the experience. So I'm also looking to go more inner city, if you will. Mm-hmm. And looking at really the Dallas Grand Prairie area.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
What a pull, because the northern office that I know you've seen is that's a whole different neighborhood. That's a whole different culture, right?
Yeah.
And the kind of grassrootsy, you know, bring coaching to the people type of thing.
That's how it feels, though. And you nailed it, Bruce. It's bringing the coaching to the people. Yes, my clients have to come to me, but I'll tell you what, if they want to have their coaching session, maybe we're going to go to a job fair together. And that's part of our coaching session for that week. Right. Whatever right, the client right. needs, you know?
That's a good point, man. Bringing coaching to the people.
Right. People. It sounds
maybe
like
maybe it's to go to a basketball yeah. game, you know?
Very interactive. Well, you're all about the experience. And I wanted, I'd like to hear a little bit more about your draw to inner city and how that relates to your coaching, the sort of the ages you women that you want to coach and how you want to bring the coaching to the people in the community in the inner city. Well, tell us a little bit about that.
Before you answer that, I mean, wasn't some of that hinged off of your work experience, right, in retail and the DM thing and the types of women you were hiring and training and coaching? Anyway, go ahead.
You blub, said blub. It perfectly. It is. It's what I've been doing for 20 plus years now. I just didn't know that I was doing it. And I think what prompts the interaction is it's personal, and I really didn't understand it till I was at Noah's project on Monday. And as I was talking to Crystal, is her name, I thought to myself, and I said it out loud, my life would have been much, much different as a young girl if somebody had been there for my mom and for me.
Nice.
And it was this light bulb of, you know, I had no way to get to a coach at that point in my life. And my mom wouldn't hear of it. But had we had a comfortable experience and maybe that person came to our house because it was on their turf, and it wasn't threatening, maybe some choices would have been made that would have, you know, had a more positive impact. And that was really when it hit me why that face-to-face interaction is so important.
It sounded like it was a bit of an aha moment for you, you know, where it comes together, you know, and you sort of take your own experience. And in the moment, you realize that there's a need. It would have been helpful to you and your family dynamic. And now you want to offer that to other families, to other women, to other, you know, young women.
Yeah. What an influential time in their lives. You know, the 13,
so influential.
14, 16. It's so they can be so powerful. And the message that I want to live by and have them see is you don't have to be entrapped in that cycle of domestic violence. You can make the choices to be what you want to be, serve the purpose that you were designed for. You're not locked into this.
That's awesome. And if the younger somebody hears that, the better. The younger they start believing it, the better.
Oh, absolutely. But that was my epiphany.
Sounds good. Is how much of your work in those workstations and different themes, if you will, how much is that more office dependent versus you going? I mean, when you're on the road going to the house, are you doing those similar programs? Or are you doing something else, Nicole on the road type of thing, that's just kind of you and the face-to-face thing?
You know, again, it's going to depend on the needs of the client. So sticking within the four areas of focus, you know, there are so many different resources, and really listening to the client and understanding what their need is, I'll be able to assess and use the tools. So I don't think that any of this is necessarily locked down
to an office, right?
To an office. Yeah. It can be done anywhere.
You can bring the color to them.
Yes. And that was important as well. They need to, just even the small detail, you know, what color pen are we going to use? What color folder? So it all connects and it's all consistent.
Well, and it's like you talked about the visual experience, you know, and what it evokes for somebody. So, I mean, you can be talking about color. They can be talking about color. So, yeah, I could see how you could do that in your office, but you can bring that in your marketing materials, in the materials you use to work with people. There's probably some really fertile ground for some good ideas there, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, which is the fun part of business. Yeah. That's the fun part. You get to play, right? If you're working at something you enjoy that much that it feels like play, that's a really good thing.
So what are your ideas, Nicole, about getting people, finding the people? What are your initial, I know you talk about workforce commission offices. Do you have any other ideas about where you might get people, clients?
You know, to stay consistent with my work being rewarding on a personal level, I would like to stick with shelters. I would like to stick with workforce. And I've never met a stranger. That's just kind of who I am. So I don't have a problem talking to people. Going to, you know, my church or sister churches within Dallas and Fort Worth. This is what I can offer and present. I just, everyone matters and everyone is an opportunity to learn from. So speaking to people and grabbing clients, I look forward to embracing it. I will go anywhere and everywhere. I'm just that type of person.
That's good. Nimble. That's very, we call you Nimble, right?
Nimble, yes.
Nimble Nicole, right? That's good. That's good. You can speak on your feet, right?
That's
fine.
You know, it's what I've done, and I'm comfortable doing it, and really listening as well, because you would be surprised. You can ask one simple question, and people will divulge a lot of information.
Yes.
And that's a great segue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let's talk. Let's talk in a more formal setting. Here's my business card. It's so easy for me.
Yeah. I like the line, let's talk in a more formal setting. There's all kinds of ways of introducing yourself and letting people know that you're available to them, you know, and that's a great one. That's a great one. Let's talk in a more professional setting. I like it.
I like that too.
It's limitless, right?
It is. It's just, there are no boundaries. So I love the fact that, you know, I can be as flexible as the client needs me to be. There's really no limit to who I can service as long as it's within the things that I want to focus on. But the flexibility is there. There are so many tools, and that keeps me learning, which keeps me entertained, which keeps me focused. And that's how I want my clients to feel. It's a constant learning. It's a constant discovery. And they're going to come out of this better people.
And more focused.
More purpose-driven, happier, well-rounded.
Sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds like it. I like the difference.
I'm so excited. Can you hear my excitement? I could just fly. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I can feel the energy, you know, like like you had said, very high energy. You're in like that creative flow, you know, that happens, and it happens ongoing in business as you just get in the zone and you're creating and you're ideating. And then, you know, it's like, okay, now I got to get down to business and now I got to make it happen and I got to put the action steps together. And, but it is limitless, you know, it's exhilarating because there's really no start. There's no start and there's no stop. I mean, you know, like Bruce was saying too, it's, you never know who's on the other end of the phone, or, you know, the calling for an appointment, or, you know, who you're going to attract or who's going to be referred to you or drop in. And everybody has a different story, you know, and it's really interesting to coach people and to be drawn into, you know, obviously we do it to serve and to help, but it's, I get really drawn into to people's stories. You know, it's just really interesting to me. It's very interesting as they weave through it, the self-discovery and emptying out and getting to what they really want, and then how we're going to make it happen, and then the twists and turns along the way as life gets in the way and they clear that. It's really a fascinating thing to coach people. It's really rewarding. So I think what you're feeling is that excitement as, you know, you're having these aha moments and these creative juices are flowing and you're realizing, oh my gosh, this is just incredible. You know, it can be such a rewarding thing and so purposeful and helpful to other people.
Yeah. It is. And the other people, so for example, with my venture in Abilene, I've solicited help from one of the girls that works for me. And as I was talking to her about, you know, maybe some of the things that we can do, preparing these women in the shelter for interviews. So let's show them a mock interview. But the really neat thing about that is she's going to grow as a person. So it's, there's so many benefits to it. So not only are we helping the individual in the shelter prepare for an interview, but my partner over here that's helping me, she's going to grow from it, right? Because she doesn't have a lot of exposure to this, but the learning that she's going to go through, the maturing that she's going to go through,
and
the things
it's
that
definitely
may come
a win-win.
To lighten her.
Yeah, it's definitely a win-win. I mean, like you've talked about that earlier in the show too, is like you learn through in each interaction with somebody, you know? So as you start coaching people, you'll learn along the way. You know, there, it is definitely a win-win.
It is a win-win. I have a question about your workshops. So they meet once a week for either 4 to 6 weeks. How does that get determined, the breaking point? So the person would, they would meet once a week. And are those open groups or closed groups? In other words, people can just kind of come into those on a Tuesday and from 7 to 8:30 and kind of, if I don't know if you've thought about it that far down the lane, but
that people can drop into whichever one they want, kind of a thing. Is that what you're saying? Or
so,
asking?
Yes, but no, these are going to be closed groups. So I want them, they're going to be prearranged. So the, you know, I want the smaller group. So between 8 to 10 people, and it's going to be prearranged as far as scheduling, and they'll have to sign up for the workshop. I don't want a drop-in necessarily, because again, it's going to be based on which topic we're going through. It could either be a 4 week or a 6 week session once a week. And if they would just drop in on, you know, maybe the third week during a 6 week workshop, they're only going to get a small portion.
Right.
And it's important to me that they go through to completion, you know, because every level or every step is, it's a stepping stone. Every workshop night is a stepping stone towards the final goal.
Mm-hmm.
So each week there will be activities, whether it's, you know, open forum talking, whether it's one-on-one exercises, whether it's a writing exercise. So the curriculum is in place, you know, even coming down to that, the days of the week for this market, Wednesday is a church night for a lot of people out here. So I don't want to host anything on a Wednesday. I want to be respectful of people going to church on Wednesdays. So it's, you know, I have my days as Tuesday, Monday and Thursday.
I'm going to the vision that I have, and it's totally upside down. You know, you could do some of these in the morning. Well, I guess you'd have to, you might have to quit your day job, but you know, if you did stuff in the morning with adults, you know,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, gosh, I could see you going to a garden club or women's club or certain women's meetups or, you know, God forbid. Now, again, this is more the up and out, but, you know, some sort of a country club thing and, you know, doing a little seminar. And then, yeah, and if you're interested in, for, you know, you could have the kind of adult programs, women's program by the morning, and then you get the kids after school in the evening.
Yeah.
The moms and daughters, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that works together, you know, like the, you know, working with moms and their daughters, you know, can be very catchy. You know, there's a lot of ways to reach out into the community and certainly, you know, purpose and self-discovery and some of the things you talked about, self-esteem and confidence, you know, that's ageless. I mean, that applies to everybody,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
it does.
Goal setting, and, yeah.
Oh, yeah, all of these are appropriate at any age. You know, I wanted to accommodate people who would work during the day, our 9-to-5ers, so to speak. But absolutely, if there is a niche in the morning that I can grab, that's not off the charts at all. I would mm-hmm. love to do that.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting as you're beginning, you know what I mean? It's just, it's an exciting phase when you find something you really love and you want to do, and the ideas pour in, and then, you know, you start getting into the action side of it, and, you know, the making it happen part. It's really fun and exhilarating. I can hear the excitement in you, and just want to wish you yeah. much success and, you know, in your journey forward in helping yeah. others.
And also, yeah, we've got about under two minutes left. So, Nicole, how do you want folks to be able to get a hold of you that may be in the North Texas DFW area and get to know you better and what you do better? What's your best contact?
I have an email that is consciouschaoscoaching@gmail.com.
Awesome. Okay. And I'm sure the other...
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram.
Nice, LinkedIn. Nice.
Yeah.
As you or as Conscious Chaos?
LinkedIn by my name.
Okay. Nicole Carslake with a K. All right. Very good. Very mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. I think, you know... You put a lot of good thought into this, and I, you know, just see your passion and zeal for what you're doing. And man, I really like the versatility and the nimbleness of it too. And all a lot of great food groups are represented, you know, for coaching that apply yeah. to both males and females. And yeah. you know, I'm looking at this as a man again, and we didn't talk too much about smell, so that's good. You passed the smell test. Just kidding. Anyway, but. Everything looks manly enough here that I might get in there and take a cut at it. So real good, man. Well, thanks for coming on the
Thanks,
on the
Nicole.
Show.
Thank you for sharing with us
Thank
all
you
your
so
dreams
much.
And visions. Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll be sure that you'll be my first client.
There you go. All right. I'll be the best. Sounds good to me. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you, you guys.
All right, take care.
Well, folks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was another great show. It was good to have a guest on. And, you know, it's really good to see somebody who's just finished the course and really moving forward. And
getting certified and starting their business. Yeah, it's awesome.
Second, they'll have her again here in 60, 90, 120 days and see how that practice is going in reality and when, and what all happens. So it'll be kind of fun for our listeners to see that that transformation. So again, you can reach me at Cameron Coaches on Twitter. Don't forget our Facebook page at Concierge Coaches Show. And Cindy, what's your best contact information?
It can be reached directly at 714-943-6206 or by website or email, wisdomfoods.com, wisdomfoods@AOL.com. Hope everybody has a wonderful rest of Tuesday. Lots of hours left in the day.
All righty, and we'll see everybody here next week on LA Talk Radio and the Concierge Coaches Show. Take care.
Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.